Blog Talk Radio.
Time for anything, but often reminded that for some people this is a tough time. Some people are tough with the losses, both for their families, and not or they've been estranged for their families for years. Also, some people have lost by the first. Probably have lost family members within a recent month or a recent year. And I always say that first year after a loss is always the roughest, because you're used to doing things together and now you don't have that partner or that child or that relative that you love, you know, with you anymore. But in spite of all the troubles that we have in the world, there is hope. And look at the birth of Jesus. I look at his birth. And this is a message that still resonates today after all these many years. When I read over in second chapter of Luke, when the angel came to the shepherds, told them that a savior would be born. And I look at verse 14 says, when the angel speaks to the shepherds, verse 14 says, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those he favors. Now the shepherds, they were common people. They didn't really expect anything. They also were common the lowest on the economic chain. Shepherds didn't make much money. Anything. And then I'm reminded that why did the angel come to the shepherds? When they had heard what the angel had spoken to them, they not only were amazed, but they took they went out and see what this was about. Now, I believe that they knew something about God. No one had heard that there would be a Messiah. I don't know. Historically, I really don't know if they knew this, if they had any kind of training or anything. But somehow they just kind of knew in their hearts that there was something about to happen. And so they followed. And they went in. And then they found Mary and Joseph, and they were about to give birth. And they saw, they saw the child, and then they saw, and they told Mary, and they told Mary and Joseph about what they were spoken to them. And even today, as I mentioned earlier, the story still resonates. Why? Because it brings hope. It's a message of hope. This year we've had a lot of trouble. terrorist attacks and ISIS. The economy is still a big issue. People are stressed out because of their job status, their housing status. You know, some people, they don't know where to turn to. Some have lost jobs. Some have lost their homes, everything. I'm sure many are wondering, could there be any, with things going the way they are, is there any kind of hope? Can we look forward to anything? Can we look forward to anything? And I remind you that during the birth of Jesus, Israel was under Roman rule. You know, one reason why the census was given so they could, everybody had to be registered because they could tax. It was basically for taxes, for finances. So, what happened then is nothing new today. It's the same thing that's happening now. People are throwing things away to get more money, more finances. And this is basically what the Roman rule was, you know, they got to do. And so all the people were subjected to all this, they had to go back to their towns. But anyway, when the shepherds saw the baby, they brought them gifts, and they spoke the words to Mary, and Mary took all these into her heart and just pondered them. And I look at our situation now. You know, look, I'm sure many people ask, is there things going to get better? Is there any hope? You know, is some probably ask, you know, is God alive? And the answer is yes. He's always been alive. Always there. And why is it even with all the turmoil you have, you still have people seeking God? Yes, you have people who have been praying, you have people who are coming to know Christ as their Savior, even in the midst of all these times. And as you go through history, you know, this has always been the case. You know, there's many people who have come to know Jesus have come in probably some of the worst of times. Now, I'm not saying that it's any easier. I'm not saying that it's any easier, but still, you know, when God seeks those out, you know, people will respond. And this time, this year, I'd just like to leave it. You know, those of you who are out there who are lonely and downcast and broken, you know, look up. You know, while the world is turning away, the world seems to be going after, God's still the same. You know, whenever I share my testimony, I would say that the one thing that was constant to me is God is still the same. I've known Christ for over 40 years, and he hasn't changed. A lot of things in the world have changed. People have changed, you know, in some respects I've changed, but God never changes. He's always that solid rock, even in the most difficult times. And those prophesied that there won't be troubling times. So I'm not shocked by it all, overwhelmed by it all, because it's something that was prophesied. And then I look at, as Christ grew, he knew what was going on. He knew times of trouble. You know, he came to a time he was poor. Growing up, he was poor. You know, he knew what it was. Wonder if he had enough. But the thing was is that he overcame all. He wasn't overwhelmed by the trouble. He didn't give up. You know, people knew, you know, he knew that there was one day all this stuff would come to an end. Sometimes I think about the timing, you know, why was Jesus born during this particular time of year? I really don't know, but I do know that whatever God's timing is, you know, it's right on time. Now, the people there, you know, they'd heard the promise of the Savior. It'd been about 400 years at least since they heard the promise. Now, whether some people believed and how it still believed, I'm pretty sure that some people did still believe. I believe that the shepherds, in a sense, believe that there would be better time, better times. And I must remind you that times will be better. I'm not talking about the physical material world, but I'm talking about our spiritual. So just as you know, you go through all the years, you know, we've had economic downturn, we've had rumors of wars, people have broken up, people who have left, new inventions, way of doing things, you know, and it seems that some things are never ending, but all through this, God has always been the same. And with the season, you know, I think about people who feel disappointed because maybe they can't get any gifts or anything like that. But the summer season isn't really about gifts. It's about the birth of the Savior. That there is hope even during these times. I mentioned earlier about people who are lonely during this time and downcast and broken up. I look at people who are living in shelters. Those are the people who don't have any home or lonely or don't have any family. The LGBT community. One of the elements during this time is it's a very lonely time. Many of them have been estranged from their families. Many people out in the street, you know, wondering how they're going to get their next meal. Some of them out there just feel abandoned. And it's a tough time for people in the LGBT community. And if you know someone who doesn't have it, by spend time with during this holiday, invite them to your home, you know. Invite them in for a meal, you know, or a day. You know, encourage them. Tell them that there is hope. Tell them why Jesus had come. Tell them that his message is still the same. A Savior is born, and there will be peace on earth. One day there will be. One of the things that I do during this time is a reflection. I refer to it as a time of reflection. I've done this for about maybe the last 20 years or so. And I think about not only where I am personally, but, how things have changed, now in my life and the lives of others. I've seen many, many friends. I've seen changes in their lives. And I praise God for the many positive changes have come. Some things change, even in the negative. But the thing is, you encourage, people encourage, you let them know that you're there for them. And also think about where you've been and where you want to go. And it's a time to really think, you know, am I where I want to be? You know, could things get better? Do I need to change? Sometimes during this time, you ask yourself some hard questions. And one reason I believe that some people go out and party and maybe drink too much or do too much is the fact they want to forget all the bitter feelings that they have, you know, the bad feelings that they have. But it can also be a time where you can, you know, start a new life. And this is where this is why we had the birth of Jesus, you know, because it's the start of something new. One thing I believe that the shepherds knew that this is about to be something really big. I think Mary knew that, you know, after all the things that were said to her by the shepherds, I think she knew it was going to be something big. Didn't know how it was going to happen. I'm sure the shepherds didn't know how it was going to happen, but they knew something big was going to happen. And that could be true in your life. You know, something different could happen. You know, one thing I would encourage you is, you know, don't give up. You know, don't let all your past bitterness and the disappointments cause you to say, oh, I quit, what's working? It's not working. Why should I? You know, because you live your life in anger and bitterness, you know, the only person that hurts is the person who has those things or harboring those things. And I know it's hard, and I do pray for you, and I sympathize with you. But what I see here is with the birth of Jesus, things are going to change. And as you go through this particular season, think about that. As I mentioned earlier, this story still resonates today. I think it's probably one of the more read stories during this time of year, and probably maybe even during the year. Why? Because it's a message of hope. You know that something can change, you know, something will change. You know, the change, first of all, the change may have to come within you. I know when I was first confronted with the gospel, I knew before I was, you know, I knew something had to change in my life. You know, I went through a lot of different things. Excuse me. I went through some different things, and I saw different things. And I went through some, I was drawn to some things. I thought, well, maybe I could do something to help me change my life. But after a while, I saw these were like dead ends. But when I heard the gospel, I knew something was going to change. And it was, you know, just like the shepherds and Mary knew that there was something big was going to happen. Something big in my happen, into my life happened. You know, accept the Christ into my life, and it was something big. It was revolutionary. It was a change in my life, and a change in other people's lives also. People who have done this. You know, many people have done this. And so, I remind it that this, during this time, there can be joy, there can be peace, love, and there can be hope also during this time. So, as you reflect on this holiday, remember that there is hope, and that Jesus you know, that God is mindful of the things that are going on. You know, we don't have to be overwhelmed by all the events that are happening. You know, just keep our eyes on God, keep our eyes on Jesus. And I'd just like to send a message to those of you who feel lonely. You feel lonely or depressed or, you know, nobody cares. Well, God does care. Jesus cares. I care. And this is Genevieve Gems, and he's wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year. And I look forward to coming back to you once again. Merry Christmas. God bless you. Amen.